Okay, sometimes you make up a batter and fry three or four of these at a time and have them at breakfast time with
pancakes.
Syrup.
Pancakes.
Okay.
I have never.
You know any other names?
Hot cakes.
Just for donuts.
Okay. Do they always be made out of wheat flour?
No.
With apple.
Apple roll.
You can,
fry.
Use,
apple dumpling.
No, I guess I had something else in mind. I guess that is...
Oh, I made those so many
times. If you were going to the grocery store to buy flour and talking about how it comes in, you went to the store to buy two... How's it weighed?
2 pounds of flour.
Pancakes.
What would you use to make a bread that is not baking powder or soda, but it comes in a small packet and it's dry and it makes the bread rise to the cake rise? And you put them in rolls.
Yeast.
What is the inside part of an egg called?
Yolk.
What is the other part called?
White of an egg.
What color would you say that the yolk of the egg is?
Yellow.
If you cook them in hot water, what do you call them?
Boil them.
Okay, you call them boiled
eggs.
You crack them and let them fall out into water. They're called what?
Poached egg.
How's it weigh?
2 pounds.
Fat salt pork is called what?
Fat back.
Bread that is not baking powder.
Okay, when you cut the side of a hog, what do you call it?
Rye.
It's like what Aunt Mina, I mean what Christine sent from New England.
A slab of bacon.
Inside part of an egg.
The kind of meat that you buy sliced thin to eat with eggs is called what?
White. Breakfast bacon.
The outside of the bacon is called what?
The bacon rind.
Yellow.
The kind of meat you buy and then slice thin to eat with your eggs is called what?
Bacon.
Oh, I asked that twice. The kind of meat that comes in little small links, or it may even come on a chunk, is called what?
Sausage links.
Or just maybe patties. You'd say, I want a patty of
sausage.
Okay. When you go to the grocery store and you go to the meat counter, you buy your meat from whom? What is he called?
From the butcher.
If the meat has been kept too long, you say the meat has done what?
Has spoiled.
Slab of bacon.
Okay, after you butcher a hog, what do you make with the meat from its head?
Sauce meat or head cheese.
I never heard of that. I thought you'd probably know it when I read this before. What do you call the dish prepared by cooking and grinding up hog liver?
Bacon.
Cheese bread.
Grind the meat that comes in little small bits.
Okay, or do you think of anything else?
Stuff.
Grinding up the liver. The hog's liver.
Patty.
Any other kind of a dish you might make out?
Go to the grocery store and
I have just boiled the liver and seasoned it with a little hot pepper, and it's very good that way, and just have just a little of the sauce with it.
Okay. Did you ever make anything out of hog blood?
No.
What is it called?
I have heard, but I don't remember.
What do you call the dish?
You heard it called blood pudding or black pudding?
Cheese bread.
Or blood sausage? Any of those terms?
Just a
little. Okay, do you ever take the juice of the head cheese or the liver sausage and stir it up with cornmeal, maybe some hog meat, and cook it? Then later, after it gets cold, slice it and fry it.
Now, some people do fix it like that, but I haven't.
What is that called?
That's some kind of, they call it some kind of a liver bread. I believe that's what they call it, liver bread. Miss Church.
Okay, you suppose you had kept your butter too long and it didn't taste too good. What would you call the taste, or how would you describe its condition?
It's called bread pudding.
The butter
is... butter.
Bread salt.